juxtapositions. The third is the one just before this show, and the fourth will be our outro, our paired. One states that we have a responsibility to each other to be big. That is to reclaim our authentic selves, which by definition we can now see means selves that owe their allegiance to the infinite, the source, the one who gave them, and who cannot transfer this allegiance to, as Proudhon terms it, men, the government of man by man. Whatever it's called, whether it's called democracy or socialism, he says, is absurd. The other juxtaposition, our outro, is a response to Proudhon's point, quote, all the most reasonable teachings of human wisdom concerning justice are summed up in that famous adage, do unto others that which you would that others should do unto you. Do not unto others that which you would not that others should do unto you. But this rule of moral practice is unscientific. What have I a right to wish that others should do or not do to me? It is, of course, of no use to tell me that my duty is equal to my right unless I'm told at the same time what my right is, unquote. But my question to Proudhon, but what when we have no right to our own bodies? Proudhon would reply, then you are a slave, and a slave has no responsibility to others, only to his or her master. Isn't that what we see around us? I certainly do. The name Jeremy Bentham gives to this prison design is the panopticon. In it, we have no allegiance to each other, only to the command at the other end of our leashes, which we see as legitimate only because we've been trained to do so from infancy up. Why we needed Alice Miller. We have said in these shows that Prince came to restore our attention and allegiance to love, and to help us turn away from power, i.e. the state, so that we could work together to end the injustice that has usurped the authority inherent within each one of us, our capacity for continuous growth, and establish love as the material basis of our lives and interrelationships globally. But the state's identification of him as a threat and its consequent assault upon him began almost at once. He'd no sooner began modeling true power than found himself attacked with EMF and agents, which forced him to assume a more indirect tack. He learned that teaching by showing, which is his model, what true love looks like was not enough, or perhaps not the right frame for or approach to his mission, because he learned that first, he had to show us that we are slaves, which, as Herbert Marcuse, among others, has pointed out, we didn't know. Quote from Herbert Marcuse, free people are not in need of liberation, and the oppressed are not strong enough to liberate themselves. And we quoted a passage from Marcuse in the book I wrote, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. This is another way of expressing Socrates' dilemma, essentially. How can our brothers and sisters know what they cannot know, which, as we've noted, has been dogging us for millennia, which is what makes these times so momentous, so full of hope. You know how much I want you. You know.
know how much I care. When he go, I'm gonna flaunt. You know. Mm-hmm.